We're up to Perek Chof Zayin, Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chof Zayin, Vnei Yisrael, L'misparam.
We did all the Rashis.
No, we did all the Rashis, yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so we're up to a new Perek. This Perek, continues describing the different arrangements, different leaders and arrangements in Klal Yisrael. So, the last couple of parakim, we discussed the 24 mishmaros of Kohanim and all the various groups of Levim. There were mishmaros of Levim, and then there were gatekeepers of Levim, which were not divided into mishmaros, but divided into 24. The number is a coincidence. There were 24 posts, and there were 24 different leaders who were in charge of the different posts, and they were assigned different sections of the Har HaBayis and the Mishkan. And now we come to another order, another group of people, 24,000. Groups of 24,000. It appears that the number 24 is a magic number. Reappears over and over, even though they're not necessarily related in each particular section. And the 20 are 12 groups of 24,000 people. Each group would rotate to the king, to David HaMelech, each month. Each one of these 24 groups was assigned a specific month of the year to appear before the king and offer their services. Now these 24,000 people were very talented and very wealthy people that could afford to take off a month a year to leave their job, to abandon their job and their livelihood in order to appear before the king and offer their services to the king. So here we go. Bnei Yisrael l'misparam. Bnei Yisrael, according to their number. The number over here refers to number 24,000. Rosh Ha'avos, which included leaders of families. V'sarei ho'alafim, princes of the thousands. The Hamayos and the hundreds. V'shotreihem, and their officers, their policemen, the Hamishar Simes HaMelech, that would appear to offer their services to the king, L'chol Dvar HaMachlekois, with regard to all matters of the division. The word Machlekois appears multiple times. It means their particular division. All of the services that were required of them in their division, Haboha V'Hayotzeis, those that would come and would leave, Chodesh B'Chodesh, monthly, L'chol Chodesh HaShana, with regard to all of the months of the year, period. Mm-hmm. And now the pasuk tells us, HaMachlekes So'achas, each division was Esrim V'Arba'o Olaf, 24,000. That's a mouthful. It's a very long pasuk, and it's telling us many things. The basic gist of the pasuk is that we're now going to list 12 groups of 24,000. Each group was present, arrived in the Beis HaMikdash, arrived at the home of the king, or the power at the government building to offer their services, and their services included everything that was required of them. And this was done in a cycle. Each group appeared for 1 month. Let's see the Mitzudos Stavit Pasuk Aleph. L'misparam, according to their number. What's the number? The number over here is 24,000. L'chol misbar anshem, according to the number of the people, ha'yu memunim aleihem, according to the number of people, ha'yu memunim aleihem rosh avos, u'mitchilas b'malchus ha'yu hamunim bohem. And this was established in the beginning of David's Malchus. The Mitzudos here is apologizing to us on behalf of Sefer Divrei Hayamim. In other words, that this really does not belong here. This Perek has really nothing to do with the previous Perakim. The previous Perakim that described in detail the Mishmaros of the Kohanim and the Mishmaros of the Levim and the place where the Levim were to stand guard was something which David enacted at the very end of his life. Not even for something that would exist in his life, but something that would be necessary and needed in the life of his son Shlomo HaMelech when he would build the Beis HaMikdash. Because at that point in time, the end of his life, even though it was the end of his life, there was still no Beis HaMikdash. And just because the Mishkan wasn't given, there was no orderly system of Mishmaros yet in play. It was just done, it was taken care of in some other system that they had. But David, at the end of his life, established the Mishmaros for the future, for the next generation. This Perek is telling us about groups of people that served David in the beginning of his Malchus, when he was much, much younger. All the way in the beginning of his 40 years of Malchus, David went and he had, when he was established as king, people already volunteered and the system was put into place where people would offer their services, not only offer, they would be paid. It's Mashman, Sefer Melachim, they were paid for their services for in this rotation. So what then is this doing over here? This Lachar has nothing to do with the previous Brach. That's right, it doesn't. It's a whole different topic. But once we're discussing groups of people and their leaders, so too we're going to join this idea also at this point in time in the Sefer to connect it to the Kohanim and the Levim. Yes.
Who says there has to be a connection?
I think that's self-understood. There has to be a connection. That would be ideal. So why here? Why at this point in time? This should have been mentioned earlier in the Sefer. Or maybe at the end.
They say it's in the wrong place.
Oh, so you're right. They're right. That's what we're saying. So they're saying that's what the Matuzah is telling us. That it's not necessarily the wrong place because there is some connection. The connection is we're discussing groups of people that were serving. That's the only similarity.
It's a subtopic of groups.
Correct. Groups are groups who served a role, how to function. What their function is completely different than the function of the Kohanim and the Levim. And their function, and when were they established? Much earlier in the lifetime of David, and they actually were served in the lifetime of David. Unlike the Kohanim and the Levim, which was set into play motion for the future generation.
So the names that we're going to see are the early...
Yes, the early names in the beginning of David's lifetime. Absolutely, that's very clear. Yes, correct. Okay, and then next words of the Mitzvot, V'shaytreim, Mehem HaYushaytim, and among these people they were officers, police, a police force. Hayu Hayashel Hasarim Haniskam Hamun Mipim Hamasharsim. They were appointed from the mouths of the Masharsim, Al Hamachlakis, with regard to all matters that their division required of them, Lizarzam Ulakafoisam Lasois Bismano, to encourage people, to force them to do things, to pay your taxes on time. That's why they need
them being lazy.
If there is no authority in government, then people get lazy, don't pay your taxes. Right, well, can you imagine today in the United States? Mm-hmm. Everyone should volunteer to pay their taxes. Okay? Volunteer if you want to eat. So we'll have, the country will go bankrupt in 2 minutes. You have to have, there has to be some discipline, some force. Okay, Habavia Yoitzes, next words of the Mitzudos, Kol Machlaikis Haisa Ba B'tchilas Chodesh. Each division would arrive on the first day of the month. The Yoitzes B'Sofa would leave on the last day of the month, V'nichneses Acheres, and the next mission would arrive to take its place. Tachtach in its place, b'chayze chalila, the cycle would repeat itself. L'chol chodshe hashana, b'chayim chol shana v'shana, yearly this cycle was repeated every single year. The al kol achas, chayze mutl b'chodshe l'asos kol tzorech ha-melech, and each group of 24,000 was assigned to do what needed to be done for the king in that particular month. Then we mentioned the first division. This means each. Achas means each division was comprised of 24,000 people. Misper anshei machlokes u'achas hayu chof dalet elke. That is the first pasuk. Let's see the Rashi. Long Rashi here for the first pasuk. L'chol devar hamach lekos. With regard to all matters of the division. Kol zehoye mitchilas malchusay ve'elach. So Rashi over here is telling us the same thing that the Mitzvot told us, that everything here it was established in the beginning of David's Malchus, unlike the Mishmaros of the Kohanim and Levim, the previous Prakim, which was established at the end of David's Malchus for future generations. The Agaf Shenemar Misper Halvim, the only reason why this section is being brought down, it's being connected here, discussed here, is because Shenemar Misper Halvim, since we learned in the previous talking about the number of the Levim, Misaper v'hoylech mihoyu sorry hamachlokes David, we also mentioned who were part of the divisions of David. Haboha v'hayoytzeis chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh hashana shal Yisrael chalukim l'shneim osar chalukim. The entire Klal Yisrael were divided into 12 groups. V'chol chelik v'chelik shimesh es hamelech chodesh. Each group served the king for 1 month. V'hamelech noisim lochem chodesh oisam. The king paid them a salary. Okay, it does not say that here in Sefer Divrei Hayom, but it's found in Sefer Melachim. Kiddich Sib is Sefer Melachim. Ulu Shlomo, it says there very clearly, Shlomo had Shneim Osar Nitzivim, had 12 officers, 12 leaders, who were in charge of the group for that particular month, and they were paid their wages for their service in their month. Al Kol Yisrael, V'chilkoloi Es HaMelech, these 12 groups of 24,000, they sustained the king. It doesn't mean they sustained him with food, they sustained him by serving different functions that were needed. V'hei mizumonim, what were they there for? They were prepared, Lilchoim Milchamtoi, to fight his wars. Ulchol avoidoso, all work that needed to be done, bezeh hachodesh, in each one in their particular month, v'chol zeh tchilas malchuso hoysa, and all this took place in the beginning of David's malchus.
This was a reserve army?
Yes, it was a reserve army, but more than just an army. That's one thing that the mitzvahs, but other services that were needed. That was the Levium. Yes, that we mentioned. That was another service.
We're mentioned here again.
Yisraelim. It's right. There were different. Yeah, but the Shotim that those Levium we learned yesterday about Shotim does not necessarily mean they were in the base Hamikdash. They were spread out through the land. They were Shotim for other matters. For Bez, Batedinim, other matters. And right, so what's the difference? What exactly is the difference between the two? Well, whatever it is, there are different types of shaitan. Like today, you have different types of police forces.
It must be here that the shaitan were assigned by the Sari HaMeos,
the Sari HaLachim.
That's what the
Matsuda
said.
It says the Sari HaLachim, okay, fine, okay. Okay, they appointed who the shaitan, HaMeshaitim is HaMeos, okay. So we have here a new group of servicemen. A new group that was serving underneath the king. The king had 12 groups. Each group was 24,000 people. Now, the next Rashbam tells us, is that it? If you take 24,000, you multiply 24 by 12, what do you get? 24,000? 288,000. Was that the entire population of the Jewish people? That's impossible. We know that it was many millions. Possibly 1 million. We learned previously it was 1,100,000. That was the calculation that Yoav made at the end of David's life. Now here we're going back in the beginning of the lifetime of David, so maybe it wasn't at 40 years before, it wasn't not necessarily 1,100,000, but it had to be close to at least 750,000 people. So what does it mean over here that there were only 288,000 people. So the Rashbam explains that get into a certain mode. Rashi explains. Not really. Right. We said that this is not really Rashi. This is called the Mefarish. The Mefarish explains. Eschem v'arbo elef af al pi shahayu yisrael yosem beyud beis pavim chof dalid. It was certainly more than 288,000 alafim. David lebochar el anshe chayil. He only selected warriors, people of stature, the ashirim, wealthy people who were able to abandon their parnasa for 1 month and volunteer their services to the king. Asher yuchal lazoiv iskeim v'lasek b'iskei hamelach. Aval aniye ha'am, the poor among the Jewish people, had tzrichim lefarnes atzmam loy lokach David. Okay, so that's why there were only 24,000 people in each particular group.
So
let's go to Pasuk Beis.
So he gave them a salary. Like the British system, all the officers and the guards and the
yes.
royalty were people uh-huh. nobility who had to supply their own uniforms and everything.
Interesting. They had to supply their own and pay for their own uniforms. Yeah. It was a privilege to serve in the...
Also today in Israel, the commanders in the Israeli yeah. police are called Nitzav.
They call Nitzav, the same term, the same
that's
time.
That's
the title, Nitzav. Okay, but there's really a contradiction in the words of Rashi, because Rashi first says that they were paid. Rashi makes a very point.
They could have been paid, but
they were paid. Right. But if they were paid, that seems to say that they needed the money. And then he says, he only took the wealthy because the poor people who needed to make parnasa, he didn't bother. There is a little bit of a contradiction. Okay, you can answer that even though you know a person is wealthy, he still has an expectation. He has to be paid. It's like you have to gadol mitzuvio. It's
a jury duty.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. You still have to pay someone. But it's just interesting that Rashi goes to the effort.
$40 a day.
$40 a day. Okay, Rashi goes through the effort of making a point of telling you that even though it doesn't say here in Sefer Divrei Hayom that they were paid, don't make any mistake about it. In Sefer Melachim it says that they were paid. They were paid. And then Rashi says, by the way, who was the one who was able to get this measly salary, whatever they paid? It was only the wealthy people, the poor people, they had to make a regular parnasa. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Beis.
Away from the job, you know, it took you away from you. You couldn't stop working the fields for a month. If
that's the way the system is set up, then you could. And all the way, like today in Eretz Yisrael, so today there's Miluim, right? People have to go and they have to come serve until a certain age. Until 35? Until 35 you have to come. So whatever you're doing, too bad. That's you can't, if you're working for Google, right? The Google branch, we're working for Facebook in Eretz Yisrael, and you tell your boss, Miluim, I gotta go for a month. I gotta go for a reservist. Well, so if you're part of the country, your company can't tell you, sorry, you can't leave us in the project. That's the way the country is set up. That's the way it's established. So you could leave. That's how to be like that. Let's go further. Pasuk Beis. Now, after we have this very long Pasuk, I'll tell us this basic idea. There's going to be 12 groups of 24,000 going to serve the king, everything that he needed. Now we're going to tell us who were the leaders of each one of these 12 groups. Now it's important to keep in mind that the leaders are the Giborim of David, by and large, and that takes us back to Perek Yud Aleph. In Perek Yud Aleph, in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, we learned about David's Giborim, a whole collection of the mighty was Benayah ben Yehoyada. He went down on a winter day, and he smote the lion. All different stories, what happened with regard to David's Giborim. We're going to see that those same people who are the Giborim of David, the Perek Yud Aleph, are now going to be the leaders of these 12 divisions in Klal Yisrael. So the first division, Al Hamacha Lokes Harishayna. Who was in charge? Who was appointed over the first division? Lachodesh Harishon, for the first month, seemingly Chodesh Nisan. I'm assuming Chodesh is the third month. The Chodesh Harishon, he was Yoshavam ben Zavdiel. That was his name, Yoshavam ben Zavdiel. He was the person that was in charge. The Al Macha Luktoi, and this is just a repetition we said before, and who was assigned to his division? Eshrim ve'arbo'o Olaf, 24,000. Pasuk Gimel tells us a little background about this individual. Why was he selected to serve as the leader of the first division? Now you can imagine, if it's the first division, obviously it is the most choshev. And the Pasuk will tell us, not only was it the most choshev, not only did he serve the lead, the first division, he was in charge of all of the divisions. In other words, when there was a meeting among all the 12 division heads to come together and discuss who was Yoshev Rosh, who was the chief of the 12 divisions, It was this person, Yeshavam ben Zavdiel. He was the leader of the first division, and he was also the leader of the 12 divisions. This right away reminded me about chinuch, an idea in chinuch. Sometimes you look at a school, you look at a school and you have a principal, and the principal, he doesn't teach any classes. He doesn't teach. He already taught for many years. He just becomes, he's the principal, he sits in the office, he deals with parents, he deals with fundraising, he deals with all the problems in the school, but he himself does not teach a class. Then there are principals that teach, that in addition to teaching a class, they also are the administrator and are in charge of the school. I always admired the principals that teach, because if you really want to have an understanding of what's going on in the school, you got to teach. Because if you're not teaching, you remove. You have to say, "Here are my teachers."
You have to know what's going on.
Exactly.
In the classroom.
You got to know. You got to be involved in the classroom. If you're just a teacher, even though you have many years of experience, you taught for many, many years. You taught for 20 years. But if you're currently not in it, you don't really appreciate, understand, relate to your staff. I know my Menahel of Chaim Siegel, so he was the Menahel. He was a very, very popular, very successful Menahel. He also always gave a shir. He was the 12th grade Rebbe. And after the Kach, he even gave up half of his shir in order to give another opportunity for another person to teach. He gave up half of his shir. He only, so they alternated between, but he always had a shir. And in addition to giving a shir, he was also in charge of everything. That says something about the person. You can relate to obviously it's not always possible to do. Sometimes the work is so overwhelming that the principal needs 10 assistants. It's not exactly time for him to give a course in the school. All depends. But you learn that over here. That struck me. That really stood out in me. We have over here the division head. He was the division head for all of the 12 divisions, but he also was a head of his own personal division, division number one. And that is, what?
New York City.
Yeah.
Right now, the Department of Education requires every principal to teach at least one class in high school.
So it goes to show. Yeah. Why? They do to save money, or they do that to, they should know what's going on, have a feel. What? They probably do it to save money.
Yeah, but
it's all about money. Yeah.
Is the principal picks the class he's going to teach?
Okay. Well, okay. But I have a feeling they probably save millions of dollars of every principal. There are a lot of principals. The way it's divided, every principal has to teach a class. The city can save millions of dollars. It's not necessarily l'shma that the principal should relate to the children and have them appreciate. Okay, let's go further. The Alha, so we have over here the first person was Yeshav ben Zavdiel. Who was he? So Pasuk Gimel gives us some background. He was David's cousin. He was Mishpacha. David came from Peretz. David comes from Shevet Yehuda. David comes from Peretz. Min b'nei Peretz. Harosh, he was min b'nei Peretz. He was a descendant of Peretz. Yehuda had a son, Peretz. Yehuda was Baal Tamar by accident. He did not know that this was his daughter-in-law. And then there was Peretz and Zerach. So, and from Peretz came the long Yichus, all the way comes to Boaz. And Boaz goes all the way down to Yishai, to David. Harosh, he was the leader, L'chol Tzorei HaTzevaos, of all of, put a comma after that word over there, he was leader of all of the princes, all of the division heads, comma, and he also was Lachoidesh Harishon. These things were very difficult. You have to put a lot of commas in a lot of words, but that's the question of Pasuk. He's also the head of the first division.
Is this the same Yeshavam ben Chachmaini?
Oh, so that is a discussion. Going back to Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk, what is Pasuk Yud Aleph? Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph. Let's go back to the Kibarim. Okay, the Eile, I'm looking over here at Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk, you have Eile Mispar HaGibor Masher LeDavid. Number one is Yeshavam ben Chachmoni. Indeed, I believe some of the Mepharshim say it is. That is this. Now, it's not, the last name is a little bit different. Here it says Yeshavam ben Zavdiel. There, it refers to him as ben Chachmoni. So I think some of the Mepharshim say that in Echlami, it's the same person. It's very typical of 70 Vayamim, where people, one person is known by multiple names. So his father was one time known as Zaviel, and here he's known as Chachmoni. Okay, let's go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. V'al Machloikis, HaChodesh Hashi. Now we come to the second division, the second month. We have here Dodai, that was his name. Ho'achochi. Umachalukto. Now, this is a very hard word to translate. Seemingly means his assistant. Okay, his assistant was Umiklos. The Vav is part of the name. It's not an and. Uvav is a proper noun. Umiklos Hanogit. That was his name. He had an assistant. We're going to see now that the first three or four division heads had assistants, and the later ones did not have assistants. The reason why we mentioned the assistants is because they were very had a lot of functions, a lot of things to do, or because they died, and we need to know who replaced them in David's 40 years. But so here we're going. That was his name. Ho'achochi, Dodi Ho'achochi. He was one of the Givim. Look, you go back to save. Go back to Perek Yud Aleph.
Don't use the term.
It's a name. The word Ach. It says here Dodai Ho'achochi. I do not know. If you look, right, he's in Yud Bebeis. Possibly the Achar of the second division. It was Elazar ben Dodo Ho'achochi. So this was the father of one of the Giborim. So the son, the Gibor of David, was Elazar. That was the Gibor Asher Hoyel David. Who was Elazar's father? In Perek Yud Aleph it says, Dodo Ho'achochi. That was, so it's seemingly this is the father of one of the Gibor. However, not everyone agrees with this. Some learn that this Dodo Ho'achochi mentioned here is found later in the list of David's Giborim. Let's go, you jump ahead Let me see if I could find it. There are other achokis. Look at Pasuk Chav Tes. Okay, Pasuk Chav Tes, you have a Sibichai Hachushasi Ilai Ho Achokhi. There are other achokis here. I don't know if I could find the Pasuk. There are other people that I mentioned.
It could be a city, the name of the town.
Okay, let me just see if I could find it. I think maybe look in the Gra. I don't have the Gra in front of me. The Gra, I think, mentions it's a different person.
It says, who Elchanan ben Dodo Liel.
Elchanan?
It says, who Elchanan ben Dodo.
Oh, so that's a different person. That's because the Gra wants it to be one of David's actual Giborim, not one of the fathers of the Giborim. And therefore, he says it was Elchanan, that's a Pasuk Chavav. If you look in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, the Gibori HaChayolim, Asoel, Achiyoav, Elchanan ben Dodo, the Beit Slochem. So why is the Gra doing that? He's jumping to Perek Pasuk Chavav because he wants that one of the leaders, it's much more Mestave, the leader of the division, himself is a Gibor, not a Zayda, not an old-timer who was the father of one of the Gibor. Okay, but in any event, we have over here the name of the person, Dodai HaChachi Umacha Lukta. I'm going to translate that word now, mean his assistant. It comes from the same word, umachlikos, which means the division. And the way it's been used here, this very complex form, is he was an assistant division head, and his name was Umiklos. Why was he called Miklos? So there is a medrash. Medrash Shmuel, Parsha Chafal, says because he ruled over his staff. He was a melech al-maklin. Now what does that mean? The only interpretation that comes to mind is what we learned about Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was once the melech of the entire world. And what happened? Ashmedai deposed him. He got into the palace and he was able to trick him, and he knocked him out. He was thrown out. He was a common man. He was running around the streets. He was telling people, "You know who I am? I'm the king." People looked at him. "You're the king. What are you doing over here out in the street? Don't have what to eat. Why are you a beggar? I'm telling you, I'm Shlomo HaMelech. What are you talking about? Shlomo HaMelech's in the palace." Ashmedai was an imposter. It says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, even though he lost his stature as king for a period of time, he was still Molach al Maklo. Now, what does that mean? Ein Melech b'loyam. If you have your Melech, you have to have someone. Someone has to serve you. The only one that was willing to acknowledge that Shlomo is a king was his staff, was his stick. Right, his staff. Now, what is that? What's the deep meaning? What is the deeper meaning of that? Of that concept? What?
The first example that you gave, that doesn't apply
to this person over here.
No, you said.
No, I didn't say. I said it's found in Medrash Shmuel. Okay. This idea is found in Medrash Shmuel. So what is the deeper meaning? It means that Shlomo HaMelech maintained his dignity. Just know a melech acts in a dignified way. A melech doesn't go to Burger King. A melech eats a royal suda, state dinner. He's a king. A king behaves in a very dignified, refined manner. Shlomo HaMelech, when he was deposed, when he was in the street as a beggar, if he wanted, he could have, listen, I'm no longer the king. I might as well have a good time. I'll go to Burger King. I'll go to McDonald's. I'll go do all the things that are not royal for a melech. No. Shlomo HaMelech said, I'm the king. It's just that. These foolish people, they don't appreciate who I am. But just because they don't appreciate who I am doesn't mean I do not have to appreciate who I am. So he's still Pravid Malchus. He walked around like a melech. He didn't have a crown. He didn't have nice clothing. But he walked with his staff as if he's the melech. No one appreciates me. That's their problem. Molach al-Makloi is an expression which means he conducted himself with the utmost dignity. And eventually, he came back. People, that's why he was zechut to come back, because he was still Molach al-Makloi. So here it says that the division had an assistant. The division head was this person, Dodai Ho'achochi. And now we learn about his assistant. Who was his assistant? Umacha Luktoi, his assistant was Umiklois. That was his name. He was Umiklois Hanogid. He was called a prince. Umiklois Hanogid. Why was he called Umiklois Hanogid? He was a very dignified person. And he was, even though in his youth no one appreciated who he was, He maintained his dignity. He was molach al makloi, just like Shlomo was molach al maklo.
Also, the brichas of the Sidisha story that one of the visioners was walking on Shabbos after the meal, and he met a non-Shemi Shabbos was walking his dog.
Yeah.
So he said to him, Rabbi Yossel, I see you have chassidim. You know, the dog.
Yeah.
So the guy said back to Rebbe, name, ich bin der chassid.
Of the dog.
of the Rebbe, that the chassidim of the Rebbe are dogs. Like. He said, ich bin a chassid.
You know,
so the Rebbe understood the hint and he laughed. He thought it was a very good chop.
So he's saying the chassidim are dogs.
That's what you interpret it whatever way.
Oh, yeah.
He was walking with his marker, you know.
Oh, yeah. What a heart. Okay. Derech Agav, I once heard a very nice Jewish. We know that on Sukkot we have Ushpizen. So what's the Ushpizen? What comes after Sukkot? The eighth day of Sukkot is Shmini Atzeres. Who is the Ushpizen of Shmini Atzeres? We know we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yosef, David, Moshe, Aaron. I said it wrong. The last one is David is Shmini is Hashanah Rabbah. What comes after? Shlomo HaMelech. Why is Shmini Atzeres Shlomo HaMelech? So the answer, this is a Jewish, the answer is, because what is Shmini Atzeres all about? It's all about Olam Haba. It's all about what's going to be La'asalavo, Yimos HaMashiach, the 8th day. Right? In this world, there's no 8. In this world, it stops at the number 7. 8 represents something, Lamala, that's Miyuchot for Yimos HaMashiach. Ani V'Atem will rejoice together. But right now, in this world, no one appreciates us. Right now in this world, the Goyim do not have a sense, an appreciation of who is Klal Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference. Even though the nations of the world do not appreciate who we are, they're not yet our Hasidim, we still have to conduct ourselves with dignity because we know who we are. Who is the one that taught us this concept that if the world doesn't know who you are, doesn't give you an excuse to misbehave, you still have to conduct yourself with dignity? Shlomo HaMelech. Because Shlomo HaMelech had a tkuf in his life where the world did not appreciate who he was, but still, Molach al Maklo. Bizman Hazeh in Golus, the world does not appreciate who we are. But we know who we are. And therefore, on Shmini Atzeres, we have to conduct ourselves, Molach al Maklo, with dignity, knowing who we are. Okay, so this is the assistant. Let's go further. The assistant's name was Maklos Hanogid V'al Machal Luktoi Eshim V'al Ba'olof. He had 24,000 people. Let's see the Mitzudos Pasek Beis and Gimel Al Machlokes Hamamune Al Hamachlokes Rishon Hamishameshes Bechodesh Rishon Yeshav. Okay, that we learned. He had the first division that was Yeshavam, and it says about him V'al Machlokus Mispar Anoshim Shal Machlokus. He had 24,000 people that served underneath him. Then the Pasek Gimel tells us a little background about who this person was, Yeshavam. He was David's cousin, because they both come from Peretz, Bnei Peretz. Yeshav hoya Bnei Peretz, Karav David. Ulezer hoya Rosh Lechol Sari Hatzavos. That's why David selected him to be the leader of the 24 divisions. Zehem Amunim Al HaMachlokes, because you always want to welcome, because you most of the time you trust relatives. It's not necessarily true, but it was a very important position, and you need someone that you can rely upon, you can have faith in, you can trust, you keep it in the family. So he kept it in the family. Okay, then we come to Pasuk Dalet in the Mitzudos. We have the second division head, Umach Luktoi, Hamisayel Lo Bedvar, his assistant. This is an unusual word, and the way the Mitzudos is translating the word Umach Lukto is Hamisayel Lo Bedvar Mach Lukoso, his assistant. Hoya. Who was he? Umachlois Hanogid. The Vav is part of his name. It's not and. Okay, let's now go to Pasik. Hey, now we come to the third month of the year. Sar Hatzavo Hashlishi Lachodesh Hashlishi. The only one that we use the term Sar. The other ones we don't use the word Sar, because the one that we're going to be to introduce now was a very great person, and he deserved a special title, the Prince of the Tzavo Hashlishi Lachodesh Hashlishi Binoyahu Ben Yehoyada HaKohen. He was a Kohen. He was Rosh. And he was a leader. He had the title Rosh. Now this pasuk is misleading, as we'll see in Rashi in a few moments. You would be tempted to read HaKohen Rosh. that Binayahu ben Yehoyada was the Kohen Gadol. He was the chief Kohen. But there is no record anywhere in Tanakh that Binayahu ben Yehoyada was the Kohen Gadol. At the time of David, it was Tzadok and Evyasar. No mention of Binayahu, so we are forced, therefore, to say he was a Kohen. Number two, Rosh, he had a title of being a leader.
Could he have been a Kohen Melchama? Kohen Meshurah for Melchama?
Possibly, I don't know. No, Rashi is not. Rashi wasn't a Kohen Gadol. Rashi, he wasn't. He was not.
Rashi,
and he rejects it.
The
Eino Kohen, he rejects it. Okay, we'll come. I don't know. Then he would be called the Kohen Rosh. So why then doesn't it say that? Why does Rashi reject it? I don't know the answer. Maybe I don't know the answer. He was a Kohen Kama. He was a Rosh. The Al Machal Luktoi. Same thing. The pasuk repeats this over and over. He also had 24,000 people on beneath him. Next, who? Pasuk Vav tells a little bit background, some more background about Binayahu ben Yehoyada, who, this is the famous Binayahu ben Yehoyada we learn about in Sefer Shmuel. Binayahu, he was the Gibor HaShiloshim. He was the Gibor over the division of 30s. Now that takes us back to the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, where we learn about that there were certain elite groups, the Navy SEALs. There were certain elite groups of soldiers in the army of David, and they were called the Shiloshim. They were called 30, groups of 30. Not everyone agrees that the word Shiloshim means 30. Others interpret it to mean Shilishim as officers. Shalishim, an officer. It doesn't mean 30. Nothing to do with the number 30 or the number 3. It means to be an officer. He was the Gibor. He was one of the Gibor HaShiloshim. And not only was he a Gibor of this exclusive group called the Shiloshim, the Al HaShiloshim, he was in charge. He was the leader. He was the chief of the Shiloshim. Umachal Luktoi, who was his assistant? His assistant was Amizovod Bino. His son was his assistant because he died very young. He died early in the Malchus of David, and he was taken over by his son Amizovod. Let's go to Pasuk Zayin. Then we come to Maharivii, the fourth division. Lachodesh Harivii, we have Asoel. Okay, here we all know about Asoel. He was Achi Yoav, the brother of Yoav. And who was his assistant? Who replaced him after he died? Because Asoel died very young. Asoel died early, very early in the time and lifetime of David before David moved to Yerushalayim. Uzevadya vino acharav, he took his place. V'al machal luktoi eshrim v'arba olaf, also he had 24,000 people serving under him. Pasik ches, hachamishi, the fifth division, lachodesh hachamishi, hasar, the prince, shamhus hayizroch. Now what's Yizroch? Yizroch is also David's cousin. David's cousin, not through Peretz, but through Peretz's twin brother. There were two children born to Tamar. There was Peretz and Zerach. So he also came from a very Yirum Yuchas. Shabus HaYizroch V'al Macha Luktoi Eshim V'arbo Olaf Pasuk Tes HaShishi LaChedesh HaShishi Iro Ven Ikesh HaTikoi. By the way, all of these names are found in the Giborim. I'm not going through all the names, but all the names found here are also found in Perek Yud Aleph, listed among David's Giborim. We have here this person Iro Ven Ikesh HaTikoi V'al Macha Luktoi Eshim V'arbo Olaf Pasuk Yud HaShvi'i LaChedesh HaShvi Chilets HaPeloini Min b'nei Ephraim, v'al machal luktoi eshim v'arba olaf, the 24,000. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the number he's from Shevet Ephraim. Ephraim was the seventh Nasi. If I'm not mistaken, he was the seventh Nasi in the order of the Nasim who brought the Korbanos on the 12 days of Chodesh, the 12 days of the Miluim. He was number seven. Here it makes a point that he came from Shevet Ephraim. The other people, we don't know who they come from. It doesn't say, I mean, some of them it says from Shevet Yehuda. Was Peretz and Zerach. But the other leaders, it's not clear from which shevet they came from. But here we have a person who came from Bnei Ephraim, Yal Machal Luktoi Eshim V'Yarbo Olaf. Pasuk Yudalf Hashemini. That's this month. Okay? Who was in charge of Chodesh Cheshvan? The eighth month of the year, assuming that we are starting from Chodesh Nisan, is Lachodesh Hashemini Sibichai Hachushasi. Lazarchi, he came from Shevet Yehuda, from the family of Zerach. V'yal machal luktoi eshim v'yarbo olaf. Hatishii, lachodesh hatishii Chanukah, Kislev. Who was in charge of the month of Kislev? Aviezer ha-anisosi la-bein yemini. What's la-bein yemini? Sheb Binyamin. Sheb Binyamin is called Ish Yemini. The right-hand man, la-bein yemini. Why is Ephraim called, why is Binyamin... Okay, let's say Leben Yemini, Vial Macha Luktoi, and on his division was Esrim Viarba, all of 24,000. Hoasiwi, 10th month, Chodesh Shvat, Hoasiwi, Lechodesh Hoasiwi, Mahari Hanitofosi. This Lazarchi, also from Zerach, Vial Macha Luktoi, Esrim Viarba Olaf.
10th month is
Tevis. I'm sorry, 10th is Tevis. 11th month is Shvat. Ashtel Asra, the 11th month is Shvat. Le'ashtel Asra, Chodesh B'nayo, Ha-Pir-O-Soni, Min B'nei Ephraim, another one from Shevet Ephraim, Bial Machaluktoi, Eshim Yarbolav, Pasik Tesvav, Hashneim Osar, the 12th division head, Lishneim Osar, HaChodesh, for the 12th month, Lishneim Osar HaChodesh, Cheldai, Hanitofasi, Le'osniel. Four coming from the family of Asniel ben Kenaz. So Asniel ben Kenaz also comes from Shevet Yehuda. He was one of the branch of Yehuda. Yal Machaluktoi Eshim Yarbolaf. Yal Shifte Yeshua. Okay, that ends. Okay, that ends all of the 12 division heads. Okay, that, let's see the mitzvahs and the Rashis. Let's go back to the mitzvahs on Pasik. Hey. Now we come to Binoyahu ben Yehoyada. Binoyahu ben Yehoyada was in charge. He was the third month. The third month, Sar Hatzava. The Imki Kulum Kulim Sari Hatzava. It's the only one that gets the title Sar Hatzava. There's one of the person that was called a Sar, but no one got this complete title Sar Hatzava. So the Mitzudos explains, it's the truth is every single leader Giba was called a Sar Hatzava. However, we only give this title to Binoyahu. We come up on part Binoyahu Lichvaydai the Af. Kiro Rosh, we also call him a Rosh. Pasuk Vav, Gibar Hashaloshim. He was the Gibar among the group of 30. Hoya Hagibar Shebesarim. And number two, the Pasuk goes on to the Al Hashaloshim. He was the leader of the Shaloshim. Umach Luktoi Hamisayelo. Who was his assistant? His son. Pasuk Zayin Acharav. Then we come to the fourth month. We have Asoel. Achiyov, Uzavadio Vino Acharov, Ki Asoel Humas Miad Bitkilas Malchus. Asoel died in the beginning of the Malchus of David, and Vuhumad Bino, his son Acharov, took his place. Then we come to Pasik Yud Aleph, Hashemini, Lachidesh Hashemini, Sibichai Hachu Shasi Lazarchi. What is the mean Lazarchi? The Mitzvah makes it clear, he was a descendant of Yehuda from the family of Zerach, Mibnei Zerach ben Yehuda. Pasik Tesvav, we learn about another leader who came from Osniel. Which Osniel? Mibnei Osniel ben Kenaz HaShoifet HaRishayim. He was the first Shoifet. He came from Shevet Yehuda. And therefore, another, you see over here a common theme that the leaders, the Gibram, were all from Shevet Yehuda, and two were from Shevet Ephraim. Among Shevet Yehuda, the leader was from Peretz, three came from Zerach, others came from Osniel ben Kenaz, I'm not sure which one, which Shevet he came from. What? Binayahu, it was a Kohen, and then we have some others which it's not exactly clear where they came from. Okay, that concludes the mitzvah. Let's see the Rashis. We're up to Pasik Gimel in Rashi. Haroish Luchol Sarei Hatzavaos Yeshavam Bibnei Peretz Haya. We're learning about, we're first discussing the Yichus. Why did David select Yeshavam to serve as the head of all of the division heads? Bibnei Peretz Haya. He was from his family, from Peretz, and David also was from Peretz. The Haya Rosh Luchol Yibbei Sarei Tzavos Lufish Haya Bibnei Peretz Minohu David Rosh. David appointed him as the head. He wanted to keep it in the family. Dalid Umaklois Hanogid. This person was his assistant. Was the assistant to the second leader. The second leader was Dodai Hoachochi. He was the second month, and he had a leader. He had an assistant called Miklos Hanogid. Bar Machlukoso Hamisayeya Imo Umaklos. I don't know what the word Umaklos. I couldn't figure this out. How the word Umaklos here fits into this Rashi? What Rashi here is saying? But simply, he means he was part of his division who helped him. Umaklos, I don't know what Rashi means here. According to the Mitzvot, it's very clear Umaklois was his actual name. His name was Umaklois Hanogid. And the Medrash explains very clearly his name was Maklos, and the reason why he was called Umaklois because he ruled over his Makl, Iroide Bemakloi. So it's clear from the Medrash and from the Mitzvot that that was his name. I don't know what Rashi here is saying. Pasuk Hey, Sar Hatzava Hashlishi, Mishum Kivod Binoyahu Koro Sar Hatzava. Yoiser Mehashar, Levad Mishavam, Yishavam was still greater than Binoyahu, Shoya Bibnei Peret, Shekorehu Kimo Rosh, he was also called the head. He was called the leader of them all, the Ksiv, Harosh Lechol Sare Hatzavos, Bibnei Klodeshol David, Shoya Bibnei Peret's Kimo. And the reason why we give Yishavam more honor was because this is the theme of Rashi throughout the entire Sefer. The whole purpose of the Sefer is to give Kavod, to maximize the honor for David, and since this was part of David's family, it's a cover for David to mention, give cover to his relatives. HaKohen Kama Rosh. Shehoya Rosh. Rashi makes it very clear, he was not a Kohen Rosh. Don't read these two words together. V'yesh, I do acknowledge there are those who want to suggest Shehoya Kohen Gadol. Rashi says that's a mistake. I disagree. V'ein Kohen. Shaharei Tzadok V'ev Yasor Hayu Kohanim Gedolim. Pasuk Vav. Gibor, he was a Gibor Hashe Loshim. Kidul El, the Sivit says in Perikid Aleph, Al Hashal Loshim, Hino Nichbar, he was the most distinguished among the group of the Shaloshim, which simply means an elite army force that was comprised of 30 warriors. Harivi, then we come to the fourth leader, the fourth month. Harivi, Asael, Achiyoyov, Uzavadia, Beno Acharov, Shari Asol, Nerag, Betchilis Malchus, Shoharogoy, Avner. Avner murdered Asael, and therefore he took his place. Vinosan Zavadia, Beno Acharov, Tachtov, Al Machlukoso, so his son Zavadia took his place. Hasar, then we come to Pasuk Ches, Hasar, Shamhus, Hayizroch. Hazar, he came from Shevet Yehuda, from the family of Zerach. Okay, so that concludes. We've concluded now a complete inyan. Now we come to a new section. We come to the leaders, the leaders of the 12 shvatim. Now there are two shvatim that are missing. There are two shvatim. I think God is missing, and Asher. God and Asher do not appear in this list. But besides God and Asher, we have now a list of the 12 Shvatim, and who was their leader, who was their representative. Does not mean this is nothing. This is a whole different thing, a whole different topic. The 12 divisions who ruled, who assisted David in the 12 months of the year that we discussed. By the way, there is a discussion. What happened on Ibiyar and the leap year? There's no mention. What happened when there was a leap year and there was a 13th month? Who came and filled in? There was a government shutdown during that 13th month. Does not say. There had to be obviously some system in place who would fill in the slack during that 13th month. Okay, but now we are going to discuss an entirely new topic. We have 12 Shvatim. Who were their leaders, their representatives in government? Here we go. The Al Shivtei Yisrael, concerning the 12 tribes of Yisrael. So let's go one at a time. La Ruveni, Nagid, the prince, the leader of the tribe at the time of David's Malchus. I guess this one, David the Melech, when he became Melech, was Eliezer ben Zichri. Period. That was his name. Next, La Shimoni, we're following obviously the order of the Shvatim by Leah. First comes Leah's children. Then comes La Shimoni, Shifat Yahu ben Macha. Next, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lelevi, who was the leader of Shevet Levi, Chashavya ben Kimuel, LaAharon, Chashavya ben Kimuel, period. The Kohanim had their own representative. LaAharon means for the family of Aaron, the Kohanim, which also is a subcategory of Shevet Levi. Levi is a very big tribe. The Shevet Levi, which is broken down into Kohanim, is really a smaller section, and then there are the other Levim. So the vast majority of the Levim were represented by Chashavya ben Kemuel, Le'aharoin, who represented the Kohanim, Tzadok. Seemingly Tzadok is Tzadok the Kohen Gadol. He was the Kohen Gadol, and he would represent all of the Kohanim. Pasit Yudches, Le'Yehuda, who was the leader of Yehuda? So you would think David, right? Isn't that a ridiculous question? Who's the leader of Yeshevet Yehuda? Well, obviously David gave over, he was the king, so he was over the entire Klal Yisrael, so he assigned a person to represent his tribe, and that was his brother. His brother was Elihu was Me'achei David. Now we know this was David's only surviving brother. And in fact, this brother does not appear in the list of brothers when Shmuel came to anoint David. He went to Yishai, let me see your children. One of your children has been designated, has been selected to be the king. And David, all the children were brought out, and it doesn't mention this brother Elihu. He was not present. He was not there at that time, or maybe he was not born yet. It's not clear. But we do know that a later...
They were hiding.
They
knew he wasn't chosen. He was an honor.
Is that what it says? Is there such a medrash that says that? I don't know. But there's a very frightening story that when Shaul was pursuing David, David was afraid that Shaul, he was unstable, would kill his own family, his mother, father, and brothers. So what did David do? David wanted to put his mother and father and his brothers in hiding. Where could he go? Nowhere in Eretz Yisrael is safe. I'll go to Moab. Why Moab? We discussed at great length. Why Moab? Because Moab, I'm a blood relative to the king of Moab. I come from Rus, HaMoavia. So Mestaver, my relatives, my blood relatives will take care of my family. So he sent Yishai, and his mother, and all of his brothers to the king of Moab. Moab protected them for a period of time, but then Moab decided, you know what, I'm going to kill them. And Moab went and he killed his entire family, mother, father, and his brothers. There was one brother that escaped, Elihu. Elihu escaped. Where did he go? He went to Ammon. Moab, Melech Moab, pursued Elihu to Ammon and said to Melech Ammon, I think there's someone in hiding. So Melech Ammon lied. There's no one hiding. We didn't take anyone in. We don't have no refugees here. And that was a very great chesed that Melech Ammon did to save the last brother of David. That is why David wanted to repay the kindness when this king died. And he went to Nahash, his son, to pay a shiva call. And what did the son do? The son said, the advisor says, he's not really coming to pay you a shiva call. He's coming to spy on the land. And therefore, what did they do to the messengers? They cut their beards. They cut their beards in half, and they cut their clothing from their waist down, the Gomavaza, and that led to a series of wars, which was not good for Klal Yisrael. And why? All this was because David should not have been Menachem Avol Melech Ammon, even though he did a mechesed, because Lo Sidra Shloimam V'Tevasim Kol Yimecha Lo'olam Asher Lekidim Eschem Ba'lechem V'Mayim. Okay, that's the whole history. But here we have the last surviving brother of David. He now came out of hiding from Melech Ammon, and David appointed him to be the leader of Shevet Yehuda. That's
the story. Yishai was one of the people that
died without a chet. But he was still killed. Yishai was killed by Melech Moav. He was killed by Melech Moav in hiding, but he would not do to his own sins. So this is Lihuda Pasuk Yitches, Lihuda Elihu Me'achei David. Next, Li Yisachar, Shev Yisachar, Omri Ben Michael. Pasuk Yitches, Lizvulun, Yish Mayahu ben Ovadyahu, when after Lee Yerimos ben Azriel, period, Pasukhov, Livne Ephraim, Hoshea ben Azazyahu, Lachatzit Shev Menashe Yo ben Pidoyahu. We're going to divide Menashe in two parts. There's Menashe that's on the east side of the Yarden and on the west side of the Yarden. So first it tells Ben Chatzim Shev Menashe, which is the part that is on the west side of the Yarden. He was Yo ben Pidoyahu. Lachatzia HaMenashe, Gilodo, Gilod is on the east side of the Yarden, was Yido ben Zichariahu. Then Levin Yamin, Yaasiel ben Avner, Lidon, Azarel ben Yeroham, Eile, these are the Sarei Shiftei Yisrael. Who's missing? Two Shvatim are missing. God and Asher. Why are they missing? Not because they did not have a leader. The commentators tell us that when this Sefer was written, this was written during the time of, I don't know who says this, maybe, well, it was written in the time of Ezra, during the time of the beginning of the Bayesheni, they didn't have records. They just lost the records. It was not known who the leaders, but we can certainly assume that Shevet God and Shevet Asher did have leaders. It's just it wasn't known. And that's a very curious thing. That's a general thing. A lot of things, the Vayomim, not everything that, there are more things that would have been written, but were left out because things were lost from history. Okay, so let's just see, let's just finish up let's just see the Mitzudos and the Rashi, then we'll stop because we're out of time. The Mitzudos, is there any Mitzudos Pasik? Pasuk Tezayin, Val Shifte Yisrael Luchol Shevet Hemitzar Mibnei Shifto. Each Shevet appointed a Sar, a member of their Shevet. They did not take outsiders. In order to be a representative of your state, you have to be born. You have to live in the state. You have to be born, and you have to be part of the Shevet. They would not allow a representative, someone to serve you who is not a native to the
Shevet.
What? Doesn't, we have no idea, does not tell us the system, who was selected to be a leader. That's a very, very interesting question. How did people rise to leadership? Was there democracy? Was there called Olam Gvar? Was it through Ruach HaKodesh? It was just people naturally did the leaders vote, like in the Supreme Court in Eretz Yisrael? Did they vote, people of the court vote in other members to the leadership? All different types of systems in the world of how you are elected to a position of authority. How did it work here? We have no idea. It would be very, very interesting to know how these people achieved this role. He was the only surviving brother. They were all killed by Melech Moav. Pasuk of Aleph is Chatzik Gilada. Hayoshim Eretz Hagilad Be'Eve Hayarden. Gilad is on the east side of the bank. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Pasuk Tezayin. Valshivta Yisrael Kvar Amarnu Rosh Hamachlokes Asher LeDavid. We already discussed Pasuk Tezayin, just introduction to who are the leaders, and the Rashi just making it clear that don't confuse this list of leaders with the previous list of leaders. The previous list there were 12. That's right, there were 12 groups. 12 groups that were of 24,000 that were headed by individuals, but those individuals were not related to the Shevatim. Most of them came from Shevet Yehuda. Those were leaders who represented groups of 24,000 that served the kingdom 1 month a year. These that we're going to present now...
The federal army.
What? Okay, right. These are the leaders of each individual Shevet. Kvar manu rosh ha-machlukos asher ludov v'atam esar b'michol yu sori shifte yishol sar kol Shevet v'shevet. Okay, there's more to do up to Pasuk Chaf Gimel. We'll stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow with Pasuk Chaf Gimel.